Hello. So we're still in the middle of this freaking heat wave, and I'm not very excited about it. I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, but we saw two other hikers yesterday afternoon about 4 o'clock, and they were going the other way. They were doing a small southbound section. Probably gonna try and make this quick because it's storming a little bit, and it's probably gonna come over here, and I don't want to get electrocuted. But at 4 o'clock yesterday, they said it was 100 degrees. One girl had a thermometer on her, 100 degrees at 4 o'clock. And I don't know if I mentioned, but the guy who gave us a ride to the trail, he went through the burn area when it opened, just when it opened, and he said it was awful. He said the first day it was like it was snowing. There was so much ash coming down on everything. And the smoke was so bad you could hardly see a couple feet in front of you. And it was just, it sounded pretty bad. And I'm glad we didn't try and walk through it because I just don't want to do that. And that's totally fine. It's not good for me. It's not good for our health. And I said at the beginning I wouldn't do anything stupid. If I have to go around, I'll go around. And I think that would have been something stupid that we would have done. So, anyways, today we got up. Got up early. We got going really a lot earlier than we normally. Before 7 we got going, which was good. So we started walking, and it was, again, mother freaking hot out today. We were walking, it wasn't too bad early this morning, and then it quickly got too warm for me. It just got hotter and hotter. We stopped at 12 o'clock, take a break, buy some water, put my feet in, it was freezing cold, and it was perfect. And then we started walking on from there, and once we got, then it was like mother freaking hot. It was like way too hot, and I was like, why did we leave that water source? Because that was way too hot. And so then we had to walk, and we were like 2 miles. It was so hot that like sweat is dripping, literally dripping off of my face as I am walking, which is pretty gross. And so it was like running into your eyes. So you had to try and not like wipe it away so it doesn't get in your eyes. And it's just dripping off of your face, which is nasty. And so we finally got to our lunch and sat there. I was so thirsty, but it wasn't at a water source. The water source was 2 more miles. So I couldn't drink like a mother ton of water like I wanted to. I could only drink a little bit of water. So that was fun. Yeah, it was still hot even though we were in the shade. And I said, this is way too hot. This is way too hot for us to walk. And but we had to get to the spring, which was the water source, because we needed water or else we were going to be in trouble. And so we actually walked the next 2 miles without shirts on. I had my sports bra on and Raymond was just shirtless. And it's actually remarkably cooler without a shirt on. I was surprised. And then we did it, and I did it partly because we were in tree cover most of the time, so we were in the shade. And even in the shade it was still mother freaking hot, so I still had sweat pouring off of me even without my shirt on, but it was a lot cooler than had I been wearing it. So, and then we came up to the spring, and there was these two people, no backpacks or anything, I don't really know where they come from or what they were doing, and they were at the spring, and they just kind of looked at us. We probably didn't look that good, because it was so hot, I was ready to, like, pass out, but at least we were at the spring, and the spring was so cold, and I got all wet, and it was perfect, and I drank a mother ton of water, and everything was good. So, that was awesome. And so then we were sitting there for a while, because I was like, I'm not walking, because we still had 2 more miles of uphill to do. And I just wasn't going to do it in the heat, because it was way too hot. And we were sitting there, and from the direction that we were going, these dark clouds started coming in. And some thunder started. We could hear some thunder. Couldn't see any lightning or anything like that, but we could hear thunder. And so we packed up all of our stuff because it blocked out the sun. And I thought, okay, well, this should probably be okay. Packed up all of our stuff in trash bags in case it started raining, that everything didn't get wet. And okay, that was some lightning, so I'm just going to go because apparently it's still storming right now.